Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, and I want to start just talking about some vibes. Landry Locker and Figgy laying out the vibes yesterday. We were at the Texans party, and I walked into that party, and first of all, I can't recall an event in the last 5 years that had that much energy, that much excitement, and just seemed that top-notch, Fig. I mean, I showed up probably 15 minutes after the event had started, and I didn't know whether or not I was going to get a parking spot.
Man,
and
I showed up at 6 o'clock. I showed up about 30 minutes early, and I wasn't sure that parking lots was kind of full, and the line was wrapped around the corner, man.
Yes, and everybody wanted to buy gear. Everybody was excited, and everybody was really just anticipating and celebrating the entire vibes of this Texans organization, where this Texans organization is, and I think most importantly, where people believe this organization can go. And it got me to thinking about this time last year, the day before the draft. I think that was the beginning of where this excitement kind of started, because D'Amico Ryans, which I think was the biggest step, the D'Amico Ryans hire was where I think that the excitement officially began. And I think that's where you officially got the face of your franchise. That's where the buzz was generated. That's where the trust was earned. And then you combine that with what the Texans did on draft day last year, and I think it's just been a perfect mix of everything that we saw come full circle yesterday. And I want to give Doug Vosick his flowers, because look, I think the whole uniform process, it was long. I think it was stressful, but I think it played out perfectly. And I think there's probably a lot of people that were working on it or connected to it that are very, very happy that it's done. But a lot of times good things, they come through hard work, and it's not just one person who did it, because I went back and I remember when this uniform process first started. And I'd actually forgotten about this, but someone brought this up to me yesterday at the party. And when this uniform process first came up, so Doug was talking to us for the first time. I think it was the first time we met him. He goes up there. He's got the press jeans, the beard, all that. You know how he is. And he says something that maybe you just kind of browse over, but when you see what happened yesterday, it makes sense. And it wasn't just about the uniforms. It was about more than the uniforms. But what he said was, he said, look, if we drop these uniforms now, then nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to be excited. There's going to be no buzz generated. But if we drop them 2 years from now, or a year and a half from now, and we have draft picks, and let's say we find some star players, and we have cap space, because at the time they actually had nearly like $55 million in dead cap, and we have cap space, and the front office puts a team on the field that everyone can be proud of, then that's when dropping these uniforms is going to be ideal. We wouldn't be able to do that. In other words, Figgy, if they'd have thrown that party 2 years ago, I mean, we would have probably been able to play street hockey in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Instead of looking for a spot.
I think it would have been awful, man. And I'm sure you've been seeing all the good feedback for the uniforms, too. I think if these same uniforms dropped 2 years ago, man, I think people will probably be trashing the whole thing, man. You probably get more people saying they hate the uniforms and why are they doing this and the team suck, and people wouldn't care. But now yeah. that the team is good, the vibes is good, and I think this was the perfect time for the uniform, man.
Yeah, and it all came full circle, and I think it all started with the leadership that the Texans have in D'Amico Ryans. And that brings me to the team that for the last damn near decade has generated the most buzz, the Houston Astros. I think the Texans and the other big three team in town, they have the right leaders. D'Amico Ryans, M.A. Adoka, regardless of whether things are going good or bad, I feel like both of those teams have strong leaders. And they have solid leadership. And I don't think I can say the same about the Astros right now. Did you hear what Joe Espada did last week? Did you hear what Joe Espada did last week for the Astros?
The back of the baseball court?
Not even that. My man had individual meetings with the players.
Oh, Lord.
What is this? An end-of-year review? Individual meetings? What are we doing?
Are we working in the office?
Individual meetings, reviews, who knows? I have no – I mean, that is absolutely
I feel like that's something
insane.
He should have did at the beginning of the year, like during the off season, to kind of meet the people, meet the players. That's kind of weird, man.
Yeah, it's
– it's like whenever we get a new boss, we all had those type of meetings, to get to know each other type of meetings, and let's meet one-on-one and introduce myself. Why is you doing that in the middle of the season?
I have no idea. That's just absolutely asinine. I don't know what how that works, why it goes down like that, but it is crazy. But we got the draft. And tomorrow, the Texans, they're not going to have a first-round pick. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, Figgy. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I am all in on Alabama cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay.
And this
number 42?
This is why. No, I'm almost willing to trade up into the 20s if he is there. And this is my reasoning. First of all, I think corner is a position of need. As great as Derek Stingley was last year, the odds of Derek Stingley playing a full season, they're not very high. So you're going to need some depth at cornerback. We know that the Texans like guys from big schools. We know they like guys from Alabama. And we know that while McKinstry has the foot injury, the Texans have been able to get the most out of Derek Stingley, who had an even worse foot injury than that. So when I look at what the Texans perhaps need, I'm not saying you aggressively do it, but if Kool-Aid McKinstry falls to 25, whatever, and you can trade up and get Kool-Aid, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. And of all the draft day trades, that would be the one that I would be open to. So I'm officially drinking the Kool-Aid tomorrow, and I am on standby, and I'm going to be watching this draft, streaming this draft, and preparing to maybe rub my hands together and root for a little bit of a selection of Kool-Aid. Sign me up for Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm down with it, man. I think how I look at cornerbacks is how you look at running backs, where I think you should draft a cornerback. I don't think it's ever reached the draft a cornerback, man. I love Darius Stingley too, but people get hurt, man. Yeah, you need that second good cornerback. And if you got him on a rookie deal, sign me up, man. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I'm very, very much down with that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Draft is tomorrow. Coverage right here on Sports Radio 610. It's going to be a really, really fun time. Hannah and Cal yesterday, you could kind of hear the glow from and kind of see the glow from each of them. They were feeling it as well yesterday. You got to think the vision that they've had couldn't go better. They're going to be in the war room tomorrow with Casario and with D'Amico. Let's hear the controversy that was brought up and the controversy that was created, the Love You Blue with Cal and Hannah, where the uniforms were dropped yesterday. Some people wanted the Oilers blue, some didn't. There was a time where we thought it was going to happen, then it didn't happen. Here's Cal and Hannah talking about that with Landry Locker, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig, and kind of laying out why that color that many had anticipated was not as clear as perhaps many people had hoped that it would have been.
From the very start, H-Town blue was a topic. It was a topic, you know, a dominant color. Is it going to be a color at all or whatever? So set the record straight from the very start and to the point of what you have now. Is H-Town blue about where you wanted it to be, or were you kind of hoping for a little more and then you adjust?
We heard that loud and clear from our fan. They wanted H-Town blue represented. They wanted Houston represented.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise, mm-hmm. and
definitely
a certain
compromise.
Sort of a certain percentage. I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, you know, we're working with our powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could.
I love the way you put that.
That was very, very good
the way you put that. Yeah, like you put it very tactfully there, that you reached a compromise and there was other things that you could do. But what I've been saying, and neither one of you can answer this, at what point in the process was it early on where other owners saw what you were hoping to get done?
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something
compromise. And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
What was the reason?
What
do you think?
I'll just ask you. Amy Adams.
Well, this is one of the.
He didn't say that.
It kind of feels like if there was a large portion of people that wanted the blue, they've been relatively silent with the distaste or disappointment in the blue. Have you noticed that?
I think it's been that appetite has been satisfied with what they did get in the H-Town blue uniforms. I think it's like, oh, okay, we didn't get the whole jersey, but, man, look at this thing. I think it's because it's so badass and it does have the color. It kind of, like, satisfied their craving, so to speak.
Yeah, and yesterday at that party, you could just kind of feel that. I don't want to say it was, like, some sort of, like, dramatic new passing of the torch type of vibe, but you could kind of feel a little bit, I don't like people who've been here since the beginning said they haven't felt a buzz like that ever.
It seemed like people are all in.
Yeah, I'm talking about like the day one employees. They said that they had not felt this type of buzz ever.
Yeah.
Like going back to like the first parties and all that.
I agree. And I just this is going to be one of my confessions. Yeah, you don't have to hit the thing here, but for sure I had FOMO. I had FOMO last night. You know, I got home, did the Bite Me podcast. I got done with that about 6:15 or so, and I'm like, I wasn't really into it. I didn't know how big it was going to be, you know? And I was like, I'll watch the Astros. Well, how did that go? I mean, good Lord. I watched.
How about as far as individual meetings?
Dude, I sent you that this morning, and I'm sure you'd already seen it. So why are you having individual meetings if it's early and you feel confident about things and you're still confident in yourself? What is this? Is this like an HR, you know, evaluation? You got to check all the boxes. And how do you feel about your immediate boss? And how do you feel about working here? And how satisfied are you with blah, blah, blah? And do you feel we should improve? Is it good, bad, or indifferent? I mean, what was he doing in there, man?
I really don't know. And by the way, we're sitting here. We're at the fourth annual Brothers in Arms golf tournament. Does Roger Clemens really have to do this?
Dude, every year.
Helicopter every year. Do we got it? We got to do this every time.
That's badass. Roger Clemens got here in a helicopter. Have you noticed last year and this year, he times it where he's just a little late so everybody can see that he's getting here. In the helicopter. We asked him about it last year.
Yeah, he comes through. I'm seeing Vince Young. I'm seeing Roger Clemens. I'm seeing all these dudes like making the rounds. And then Roger Clemens is coming through in the helicopter.
Still not going to get that.
You see Jeff Bagwell walking right in front of us. He didn't need a helicopter.
I am on the record.
He didn't need a helicopter to get here.
Didn't need a helicopter to get here, Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, he didn't need that.
Yeah.
Hear, man. See, he doesn't need it. It just
only Roger Clemens does that. Yeah. Rebecca will go, you got to be kidding me. Oh, Lord. There's some good old timers here.
That's a crazy mofo, that Jeff Bagwell.
Oh, man. I got some stories. And I'm
yeah,
just,
keep them to yourself.
I'm just
man.
Skimming
Come on.
The
he's
surface.
Moved on. Come on, man.
I'm just skimming the
Come
surface
on,
of
he's
his story.
He's trying to
he's the best. Yeah. You know, I'm on the record. That's my favorite Astro ever. I don't care about Altuve and all those. He's still my favorite.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, he's the man.
Wait, Clement, and how do you walk in when you make that much of a scene?
With your chest out, I guess. I guess
hold your shots.
Roger's here. Oh, okay. I'd be aiming at him if I was one of these cats. Take an aim at Rock.
Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Just in the chopper.
Dude, there's some big time studs here, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of
legends.
A lot of big names out here.
I mean, just right in the last 5 minutes since I've sat down, VY, Jeff Bagwell, Rudy Tomjanovich, Calvin Murphy.
The biggest hardo in perhaps the city walked by and said, looking alive this morning, fellas. And I looked over as Kelvin Sampson. I was like,
oh, good.
Yeah, coach.
Good for him.
Let me give you a suicide, coach.
Yeah, do an up down.
Man, what do you think his morning routine is?
Oh,
he's got to be a get up and do push up guy,
he's,
right?
He's absolutely. I don't know what he is, but he's an exercise in the morning guy. And like, you know, your floor hit the ground, you got to start doing something. You got to start doing something as soon as your feet hit the ground.
Yeah. Got to be. I think Bagwell's making fun of the helicopter now.
Yeah,
He goes over to Vince. He points over. He goes, what the F is that?
That's Roger Clemens over there, sir. That's Roger Clemens. Look at him. He's looking over there, too. He's going to go give Clemens a bunch of grief. Well, I think we kind of squealed on him a little bit because Bagwell didn't know who it was.
Last time we were joking and you like admitted it was him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I'm concerned about something that you're about to attempt to do, John.
Oh, no. I'm going to do it. I listened to your very unfair toss.
Hey, I'm open-minded on this.
I never throw you under the bus like that.
I'm open-minded on this.
No. Let me just put it this way. You're better at teases than I am. But let me just put it this way.
Let him do this tease. I don't want to mislead the people.
I'm going to compare Hannah McNair.
Oh my God.
Figure, you listening?
I'm listening.
I'm going to compare Hannah McNair to Michael Jordan, and by the end of the segment, everyone is going to agree with me.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.